This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's December 11th, and on this day in 1985, the Edmonton Oilers and the Chicago Blackhawks combined to score the most goals in a game in the modern hockey era. The Oilers were the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs, playing on the Blackhawks' home ice. Chicago had a little revenge on their mind after being bounced from the playoffs in the conference finals the previous year by Edmonton. But any hopes of that were dashed pretty early. The Oilers scored 4 goals in the first period, and the Blackhawks went to the locker room at the first intermission under a shower of boos from their disgruntled fans. Now, if you like offensive hockey with lots of goals scored and a maestro like Wayne Gretzky orchestrating the action, then the second period was about as good as it gets. The teams combined to score an NHL-tying record 12 goals in the period. Chicago did claw back to within 2 goals at one point, but an Oilers surge at the end of the period led to a 10-6 lead at the second intermission. Each team added 3 goals in the third period, and when the horn sounded at the end of the game, Edmonton had beaten the Blackhawks 12-9. 2 Oilers, Jari Kurri and Glenn Anderson, finished with hat tricks, and while he didn't score a goal, Gretzky assisted 7 on the night. The 21 goals in the game topped the record of 20 the Oilers and Minnesota North Stars had set just the year before, when Edmonton won that game 12-8. Also on this day in sports history, the end of the line for 2 sports icons. In 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his last fight, losing in a 10-round decision to Trevor Burbick. And in 1951, Jolton Joe DiMaggio retired from baseball after a 13-year career. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.